You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
William Hill's Non-Runner Insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your anti-post fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race and to any stake, you're covered with Non-Runner Insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
Yeah, that's live now here at William Hill. If you have a bet at the Cheltenham Festival and your horse doesn't make it to the festival, you get your money back as well. Any horse, any race, any stake, and you get your money back in cash as well. That is live now. We're going to look ahead to some of the Cheltenham Festival markets. The first race of the Cheltenham Festival is, of course, the Supreme Novices Hurdle. On Tuesday afternoon, we get the famous roar at the Cheltenham Festival, where it gets underway, and the biggest roar of them all is, of course, before the Supreme. Get a Bird is currently the favourite at 11-4. Clementake and Forgan is 7-1. 8-1 for If the Cap Fits. Sharjah is 8-1 as well. 12-1 for Mengli Khan. Sam Crow 12-1. 16's Apple Shakira and Next Destination. Real Steel also 16-1. And it's 20-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. Get a Bird representing Willie Mullins. And, of course, in those rich, richy colours that we've seen carried to success in this race by the likes of Duvan and Vautour and even Champagne Fever as well, I think, recently. Very, very impressive last time we saw Get a Bird, Craig. Is he the one to beat? And can you take him on for the Supreme at this point?
I think he's the right favourite, you know, from what he's done so far. He's... He was impressive when he beat Mengli Khan last time at Punchestown. He did get to the front and dominate the race. But, you know, the overall time of the race suggests that he set a fair tempo and he was able to maintain that speed and finish off his race fairly strongly as well. So, yeah, definitely I think we have the right favourite. And I think 11-4, and was it 11-4 you said there, Mark?
Yeah, 11-4 yeah.
Seems fairly accurate. An ex-pointer. You know, my question and my worry would be, would he have the speed of, you know, other horses on better ground? Because he's been dominating, he's been over 2.5 miles on deep ground. So that would be the concern for him. Claiming taking Forgan has been very impressive at Newbury and Ascot. You know, I think he's a big player and definitely got to be there with a big chance. But the one I like and the horse I've been most impressed with so far is If the Cap Fits. You know, he seems to be versatile in terms of his running style. I thought, you know, if there was any chinks in his armour, they may show up at Cheltenham on Boxing Day, Mark, because he was carrying the maximum penalty in that race of 11-8. And there was a couple of potentially, you know, half-decent horses that could take advantage of the weight concession there. But he absolutely annihilated them on that occasion and... he continues to go forward and, you know, I think for me, if I had to play the race, I haven't yet, he would be the one that I would be with.
If the Cap Fits, winning the Novices Hurdle on the card at Kempton on Boxing Day by 5 lengths, ahead of Deezer De BF. He is the pick for Craig at this point then, currently an 8-1 chance in the markets for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. What do you make of it, Gareth? Because to me, it seems like Get a Bird at the top of the market there at 11-4. When we got to this kind of stage with the likes of Vautour and such in the past, they in my memory, they seemed much shorter than an 11-4 chance. They were already getting towards even money, that's why I seem to remember it.
Yeah, so does and it, Mellon as well. Not this owner, but yeah.
The Willie Mullins Supreme horse inevitably is very short at this point, right, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. He's been really impressive, hasn't he, Get a Bird, with what the horse has done so far. He's been dominant, made all last time to win at Punchestown in that grade two. And, yeah, he's probably the rightful favourite. Craig's spoken about If the Cap Fits, again, a horse that I'm a big, big fan of. Was really impressed with him at Exeter at the start of the season. He's just gone from strength to strength. And I thought beat a fair lot at Kempton. I thought it was a good novices hurdle over Christmas. And it's just the way he goes through his race. He seems to travel strongly, finds loads for pressure. He's got plenty of size about him as well. And a slightly bigger price is Sam Crowe. I know that he could be engaged elsewhere as well, but he's looked pretty decent, hasn't he, so far this term. And I think he's currently sidelined, but you know, if he was to come back, and there's every reason to suspect that he just might. He's been the talking horse, particularly at the beginning of the season. Everybody thinking he could be a potential superstar. So 12-1 or thereabouts could be quite generous, but he does need to make a comeback sooner rather than later. He's been off the track already now for best part of 3 months. Well, it'd be 3 months come Cheltenham if he doesn't run before that. But maybe the Irish equivalent, the big two-day festival coming up, maybe we'll see him return, because I think he's a horse with such a lot to give.
Mm. We have seen some big price winners, or some surprise winners, I suppose, in recent years. LeBake being the obvious one last year. A few years ago, Cinders and Ashes won it at around about 10-1. So the favourite has been turned over a few times in recent years. Any big prices you could see sneaking into this, or any ridiculous odds that you think might just be worth a little shilling or two each way at this point, either of you?
Kalashnikov might be a shade shy of top class, but he's looked pretty good, I thought, so far. He was found out last time out in Grade 1 company in the Tolworth, but it was run on very, very heavy ground, which I doubt was really to his liking. He does handle a little bit of cut, this horse, but that day at Sandown, it was really deep. He's looked very impressive in his runs in Yorkshire. Two wins at Wetherby and one at Doncaster. The Wetherby race, the time where he won by 10 lengths, he was quite keen in that race, and he still found loads for pressure. I think if he gets a strong gallop, better ground, 20-25-1, he could be a horse that potentially could sneak into the frame. Those that have seen in the flesh, he's one of them, and he's been pretty impressive in his career so far. I'd forgive that run in the Tolworth. For all it was a good run, he came second, but on better ground than that, he's definitely a bit of a tool, this horse.
Yeah, 20-1 in the market if you fancy one at bigger prices. That's something I didn't notice was going to happen. Sorry, I was just looking back through the form of Debouché, who of course went off pretty short for the Cheltenham bumper last year. Just wondered if he might be a little bit of a too big a price. And just looking at the form from Boxing Day there, they've put a little W with a 1 next to Debouché. First time with a wind up, obviously. Yeah. But I thought it only kicked in from the 19th, wasn't it? But they've actually gone back and done it for the Boxing Day form as well.
Right.
I wonder if that's going to be the case throughout. But I digress.
Yeah.
So if I were to give either of you now, or both of you now, one bet for the Supreme, as it stands, what'd you go with?
If the cap fits each way.
Yeah. Same for you, Craig?
If the cap fits, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That is the Supreme Novices Hurdle Betting then. That is the first race of the Cheltenham Festival. We'll be getting there in just over 7 weeks' time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.